I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX's Radiotopia. Pansies. By the heart. I'm Caitlin Prest. It's Saturday night. After pre-gaming with your friends, getting ready, doing your eyebrows, perfecting your outfit, you head out to one of your community's beloved DIY spaces. A place that doesn't ask you how old you are, a place that isn't policing your outfit, your gender, your presentation. A place that isn't relying on you buying alcohol to have a good time. Maybe it's a neglected building given new life by a group of creative people who want to make a safe place to share art and culture. More than ever, we need to hold these places dear and take care of them and take care of our community. On a night like this, you walk in and you hear a shrill, modulated voice reverberating through the room.
And if my rectum's a grave.
You catch a glimpse of a bright green wig, purple eyebrows, luxurious dark brown hair peeking out of all the places that hair grows on a body. A 5 o'clock shadow frames electric-colored lips. And a beauty mark, just like Marilyn Monroe's. As we've started every Pansy episode with an assumption, we might assume that this person on stage is a drag queen.
I've only ever used the term out of convenience, or to avoid giving some unwarranted, convoluted, and confusing self-involved diatribe about my gender identity to strangers.
To assume that she's a drag queen is incorrect. What started as performance became real life. Or maybe it was real life all along. This is Local Honey.
I'm Local Honey. I'm 26 years old. I live in New Orleans, surrounded by beautiful queers. And I'm a noise diva.
I know I've lived in other forms.
The energies that move through my current
vessel come from many lifetimes under many moons.
Queers love a diva. Queers need a diva. I think I became who I needed most. A somber singer archetype who is comfortable sitting so resolutely
in the unknown. Who doesn't mind facing the grotesque reality of nuanced being
and white femininity.
Head over heels, face
to face. A mystic noise diva narrating the fall of mankind in
pitch-shifting keys.
In pitch-shifting keys.
Describe my gender. I've spent my whole life doing this, but when I'm asked to do it, I come up with a blank. I'm all about the crusts of eyeliner left from the night before. I feel like that describes me in a lot of ways. I guess it all started with Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time. I distinctly remember sometimes all the white outfits on a beach dock with really cheesy choreography. I feel like she is a really emblematic diva of my generation. I was born in 1990. She came to power in 98. I remember it was really embarrassing to buy her album growing up as a boy or whatever, because I had older brothers and they would tease me about things like that. But my mom was supportive and she went to the mall with me and we bought this album. A local honey, a cute girl that lives in your area, who you can relate to on an intimate level. Like many queers, I have a contentious relationship with my blood family. The youngest of three boys. My dad was a sports coach. I was a fey artist type.
We were at war.
I was protective of my mother. We're close. We always had the feminine motherly-daughterly bond.
My dad always wanted me to be one of his boys. He had me playing football, basketball, hockey, and my least favorite, golf.
Eventually,
he caved and helped me get to art school where I would begin exploring my gender through expression
and away from their gaze. My mom. For all intensive purposes, we could call her Faraway Honey. It's kind of my nickname for her, in a way. She doesn't know that, but I wanted to create this really weird dialogue around, like, drag motherhood, because a drag mother is someone that teaches you how to do drag, or, like, teaches you how to do your makeup and put your look together. And it was interesting for me to be my mom's drag mom. I made this video with my mother where I filmed us together wearing bras and underwear on my parents' bed while my dad was out of town.
I never filmed in my underwear before. No one ever took a picture of me. This feels weird, and my son is. Mom,
stop.
Are you brushing? Go brush your hair. There's a brush in
there.
No,
I don't want to.
Tucker's looking at it.
And I kind of modeled the image after the Pietà of Mother Mary holding Jesus. But the pose is slightly different, and I'm not dead. I'm just, like, holding on to my mom, and she's holding on to me.
Reggie used to sit there. Remember when he was watching you put the makeup on me? I was remembering when he was a kitten. He used to sit there and watch me get ready before I went out. It was kind of funny. It's a small bra. What size is it? Preteen.
Where does
this go? Kitty, get down! Tucker!
I asked her if she'd be willing to film something with me when I come home. And then just when it came to the moment of filming the video, I asked her if she was comfortable being in her underwear. And I told her I would be in my underwear too. And that was kind of it.
Yeah. Cat!
he's been getting it. All right, we'll just show you.
It's supposed to do just...
It came with a tag too? Was it new?
Yes.
Double push-up bra, no strap, two straps.
Oh, there's tiny rivets.
She thought it was weird. She thought it was weird, but she still wanted to help me.
Tiny rivets.
Oh, I'm glad you figured that out, man.
Stop it. Please don't demean me. What's so funny.
It's just funny. I didn't expect. You're hairy. Got all that black hair. You had hair on you when you were born, like fine black hair.
Okay. So all that's gonna happen. Let me actually restart this recording.
The entirety of the video is just an image of us embracing each other and hugging, in silence. I live
in the spectrum of trans feminine.
It's hard for me to
stay in one place.
So I fluctuate
in appearance and mentality.
I decorate myself in
masculinity and femininity.
As I said,
I've been many souls, many women, many men. I've always thought of
queerness as a spirit that haunts us. As a spiral into the abyss.
I think I've always created personas to escape the banality of being a singular person, singular gender, etc. Who wants that? I guess a lot of people. My
personas were always
siphoned from this idea of the divine feminine. To me, this is about being in your power. It's about wielding emotions into an attempt to create catharsis.
It's about getting in touch with the spirits, the queer ancestors, friends and family you've lost, who've inspired you to be more divine. I wish I was better at being feminine, but I've never had a strong investment in the physical world. And I want to push back against people's ideas about what that means anyway. Why is femininity always seen as accessory to masculinity? A putting on, rather than a taking off. It's hard to feel like this world is even real.
Hell if I know.
Hell if I know.
Hell if I know.
Hell if I know.
You just heard words and music by Local Honey, a queer artist and musician. Local has a new album out. You can check it out at ifellasleeplikethis.bandcamp.com. We'll have a link to that project on our website and also some gorgeous images of Local in her highest divinity of divaness, as well as a picture of her and her mom, all on our website at theheartradio.org.
My mom saw the video when she came to my graduation. My thesis show was up, and she actually, I have this picture that she sent me on her cell phone. She took a picture of the video with her cell phone. It's just like this weird pixelated version of the video, still image. So I think she appreciated it in some way. My dad also saw the video, yeah. After he saw my film, he told me that he liked my movie, but he didn't like the content. which translates somewhere to mean that he saw that I had marketable video skills, but he didn't like that I made queer art.
This is the end of Pansy. I hope that at the end of this season, you feel a little bit more equipped to think about all the gender things This episode was produced by Julia Alsop and Mitra Kaboli. Julia Alsop has been our producer in residence for this whole season, and working with her has been amazing. We had additional editorial support on this season from Cassie Wagler. Big thanks to Julia Serrano. The Heart is me, Caitlin Prest, Mitra Kaboli, Phoebe Wang, and Jen Ng. Thank you to the Knight Foundation and MailChimp for their support of the podcast revolution. Also, thanks to AdZerk.
Masculine and feminine roles are not biologically fixed, but socially constructed.
Judith Butler said that
trans is not only beautiful when you peel cis. Trans is always beautiful.
Your identity is valid, even if you're not entirely sure what it is.
Radiotopia. From PR.